Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour intergalactic swag party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Houston to Harrisburg, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How are we doing, everybody? I feel good, I'm doing well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Coming up this morning here on the show, we've got Evan Washburn from the NFL on CBS. He'll be handling sideline duties for the AFC Championship game from a frigid Arrowhead Stadium coming up on Sunday. We'll talk to Evan coming up at hour number 3. We will tackle whether the Jaguars are now the official favorite to land Nicky Six, Nick Foles. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts heading to Oklahoma and what has now become a bit of quarterback free agency in college football. DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie's coming back. Does he effectively make the Warriors unbeatable? Kyrie Irving just keeps talking, and so little of it makes any sense. Now he's talking about talking to LeBron. We shall hear that audio in full coming up in hour number 2. And Sean Payton went real aggressive on the Rams last time out. Will that come back to haunt him in the NFC Championship game? All of that coming up this morning on the DA. And as always, any of those topics you want to weigh in on, comments, questions, concerns, queries, hit us up on the phones. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We'll begin with that AFC Championship game. And we've already talked about Tom Brady telling Tracy Wolfson after the win on Sunday, nobody believes in us, everybody thinks we suck, nobody thinks we can win. Now, the Patriots have doubled down as Julian Edelman is selling T-shirts that say, bet against us, with the Patriots logo. And the Pats are playing this card. Nobody thinks we can win. We're the underdog, bet against us, which is pretty hysterical. I mean, because as we all know, they're the most dominant team, perhaps in football history, over the course of this duration of time. At their peak, not as dominant perhaps as the Steelers or the Niners or the Packers at their peaks, but in terms of long duration, nobody's ever done it longer and better than the Patriots. This is 8 straight AFC title games. 8 straight. 13 times Tom Brady's been in the AFC title game. They've gone to 8 Super Bowls in Belichick and Brady's reign here. And so playing the underdog card, I got to tell you, takes a lot of stones. It really does. It takes a lot of stones. I mean, last week they were the official favorites. Vegas had installed them as the favorites over the Chargers. And even then, Tom Brady said, everyone thinks we suck. Nobody thinks we can win. You were just the favorites. It takes some stones to say, bet against us. Bet against you. Most people are betting for you. Also, you're a 3-point underdog going into Kansas City, where for eons, odds makers have installed the home field advantage as 3 points. So all that the odds say this week, the only thing the odds makers and the line says this week is literally the Chiefs are at home. That's all it says. They are favored by 3 by virtue of being at home. But what Vegas is saying is, on a neutral field, this is a push. So getting upset at being the underdog takes guts. It takes stones. Because what you're saying is, I can't believe you're making us an underdog by going on the road. I can't believe we have to go on the road. I can't believe we're not playing at Gillette Stadium. You're not really the underdog. You certainly can't play the card with anybody on the outside world, but on the inside world of the Patriots, do they truly believe this? The question is, does New England right now believe its own hype? Do they really believe they're the little engine that could, that nobody believes in them? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
I don't think about it too much, you know, what people might say or think, but we're playing against a very good football team, and you know, they're the first seed for a reason. They've had a great season. And, you know, we're going to have to go into a really tough environment and play our best football.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That, of course, Tom Brady. I think inside those walls, yes, the Patriots are whipping themselves up into a frenzy. They have done this for nearly 20 years. They have found any slight and any question and any bulletin board material, and they have utilized it for their own good. So, yes, I really do believe that they believe their own hype, that they are somehow discounted. They are somehow underdogs. They are somehow the little engine that could, which... God bless. I mean, it's all about Jedi mind tricks. It's all about mental warfare, and they do it as well as anybody. Now, in reality, are they the little engine that could? Are they any type of underdog? No. As I said, you're installed automatically plus 3 points by having home field advantage. So this being a 3-point line only means that on a neutral field, Vegas says it's a push. By virtue of being at Arrowhead, you're the underdog. Have people started to say that the dynasty is over? Yes. Have people taken questions or said questions, had questions about Brady's health and age? Yes, including myself. I'll raise my own hand here. I have said all along that the New England Patriots, by history standards, are not going to win the Super Bowl this year because we have not seen a team bounce back from a Super Bowl loss the next year and win it since 1972 in the Miami Dolphins. And guess what the Miami Dolphins in 72 did? Went undefeated. In other words, they had to be historically great. One of the greatest teams ever to overcome what no team is able to overcome. Losing the championship one year, coming back to win it the next year. Combine that with 5 losses by the Patriots this year, meaning it's the worst season they've had in a decade. Combine that with all 5 losses coming on the road this year, and not only losing but getting dismantled by relatively inferior opponents when they go on the road, like Detroit, like Tennessee, and I think you could even say like the Pittsburgh Steelers. So all of that tells you the Patriots are deserving of being a slight favorite in this game. Also, the Chiefs at home defensively play much differently than when they're on the road. So all of this taken and thrown into a pot tells you the Patriots deserve to be an underdog by a slight margin, which they are. But nobody that I could possibly fathom doesn't give the Patriots a chance. Nobody is going to be shocked if the Patriots win on Sunday. And so for them, it works for them. Stir the pot within those walls. Tell everybody to get sharper focus, a bit of an edge. Everybody in that locker room, nobody believes in us. They think you stink. They think we can't do it. Say what you want. That is all fair game for you. But let's be honest. Outside of those walls, it's utterly insane. It's completely ridiculous if the Patriots truly in their heart of hearts believe nobody's giving them a chance. Again, use it for your own motivation. I'm fine with it. But if they truly believe outside of those walls that nobody thinks they can win, they're out of their minds. Out of their minds. Now, Tom Brady's been in these situations before. It's not often, but he's been in these situations before where use a slight, use a doubt, use it to whip yourself into a frenzy. Hope that you can use it for other people as well inside that locker room. The other part of this history is, though, that the Patriots have just not played well on the road in AFC title games. They've lost two straight in Denver, and then they've also lost in Indianapolis. So the last three times they've been in this situation, going on the road to the AFC title game, they have lost. You've got to go back to 2003, I believe, or 2004, rather, when they won at Pittsburgh. So it's been a long time since they've been able to be in this spot and win. And that 04 team was far superior to this 2018 team. The Patriots obviously can win this game. Obviously. And you'd be a sucker to believe that they're going to get blown out in this game. And you'd be out of your mind to believe they don't have a chance. But them being slight underdogs, I think that's just logical. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. What'll be really funny is if the Patriots lose by more than 3 points, because thus, if you took the Chiefs laying the three, you should go and buy Julian Edelman's Bet Against Us t-shirt, because if you did and you win, that t-shirt will remind you of a winning bet. When we come back here on the DA show, elsewhere in football, where does Nick Foles land? Suddenly, the Jaguars peek their heads up, and it looks like they've got a pretty good odds to do it. We'll talk about why coming up here next and jump into your phone calls at 855-212-4CBS. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday to you, even a throwback Thursday. Remember, we've got a brand new PGP out. Permission Granted podcast is available right now, which includes a sit-down discussion with Huge Freeze ahead of next week's retirement ceremony. Next week, next Thursday, we will be bringing his 4XL Vikings jersey to the rafters as he is banished and retired from the show for good. So catch the pregame coverage of the DA Show's Huge Freeze retirement. Our virtuoso of karaoke singing by listening to this week's PGP, available on iTunes, everywhere else that podcasts are downloaded, and also online at daoncbs.com.
Know this little girl, her name is Maxine.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Hank's in Oklahoma listening to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Hank.
Hey, happy Thursday. Beam me up.
You got it, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I got a quick concern with Hurts coming to Oklahoma, but real quick, I got a shout-out from Araz. I had a buddy in my fantasy league come up and ask me how I just won for the third year in a row. So I'm a competitive guy, but I'm empathetic, so I turned him on to the DA show. I told him, get on the mothership, listen to Bill Ryder. And so he does it for a week, and he comes back, and he says, well, I've heard Araz talk a lot, and I just as well blindfolded myself and turned on my 600-pound life. And I tell him, you're missing the bigger picture. We're getting a taste of the greatest love story ever told, which is the big man and his big appetite. But the problem with Hurts coming to Oklahoma, if the defense isn't fixed, it's going to be the same as if the Chiefs lose this weekend. If if Kyler couldn't overcome that defense, why would Hurts do it? And if they don't fix the defense, it's the free agency of the quarterback isn't going to solve anything for Oklahoma.
I think that's fair, Hank. As we know, Oklahoma's defense was its undoing last year. They did still win the Big 12. They did still get to a college football playoff. But ultimately, what we saw was they could not stop a nosebleed in that first half against Alabama, put themselves behind the eight ball too dramatically, and could not come all the way back, even though we saw Kyler Murray do a pretty good impersonation of the comeback kid in that second half. I don't know how they fix that defense, considering it's not hard to recruit defense to a program like Oklahoma. I realize that in the Big 12, it's not the staple, it's not the strength, but you've got unbelievable defensive talent coming out of Texas. Unbelievable defensive talent coming out of Louisiana. You are not far away from recruiting hotbeds where there's unbelievable high school talent, NFL talent, playing corner and edge rusher and safety. You've just got to figure out a way to get a few of those guys to your program and coach them up. Because you don't have to be a great defense. You just have to be a decent defense. And you're right, Hank. Jalen Hurts doesn't help stop anybody. Jalen Hurts helps score on everybody. But the Sooners ultimately need to be able to get a few stops, a few punts. Rob is next up. He's in Cocoa Beach, Florida, listening on 1560 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Rob.
D.A., what is going on, my friend?
How you doing?
Couple of things. One, I got to say it, since I'm in the Space Coast in Brevard County, can you give me a beam-up, please?
You know it! Welcome aboard.
Oh, it's beautiful in here. Hey, Mraz. Hey, Pete the Body. So, anyway, being the fact that I'm originally from Kingston, New York, you know where that is.
Yeah.
Your Nomad series is just amazing, especially the one where you're at West Point. I had a cousin who graduated West Point, and if you've never been down there, please get out there. What an amazing experience. That's just one of the most amazing college football settings and just one of the most amazing, beautiful colleges around.
I know. The campus is unbelievable. The old buildings from more than 100 years ago, the stonework is gorgeous, and for it to be set along the Hudson, in the mountains of the Hudson Valley, it's breathtaking, and I think that people don't realize just how beautiful it is because Army football has not been very good for very long, so we just see all these other TV, we see all these other stadiums on TV. But man, you know, you walk into that stadium and you walk around that campus, you're just blown away by the beauty around.
Oh, absolutely. You are 100%, and what you show doesn't, you know, it's just, it was breathtaking, and the fact, you know, that you're originally from Warwick, right?
Yep, little town about 45 to 50 minutes southwest of West Point.
Yeah, our teams played against each other in high school football.
You guys probably killed us because Kingston's way bigger than Warwick is.
Nah, the one year, I know that we played like in this one hyped-up game, you guys beat us like 20-19, but our biggest rival was Newburgh.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want to say I'm a longtime listener. I tweet all the time. You read one of my tweets last week, and I just want to thank you. I'm a small business owner, and I got 5 pieces of business because of you read that tweet on the radio.
Oh, very nice. You got it, buddy. All right.
Thank you.
Good to hear, man. Glad I could help, Rob. There you go. You see the power of the mothership. Tweet at me. I will read your tweet if it's good, and you'll get at least 5 pieces of business from that red tweet. We guarantee, or your money back.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
It's about the money. Moneyda.
If you want to check out that Nomad episode, my digital travel series that we were just talking about there, you can go to YouTube, just search my name and the word Nomad, because that's my first name spelled backwards. You'll see the most recent episode is I took in a game at West Point for Army football, and I just had an amazing time. If you're a fan of the Armed Forces, the academies, if you're a fan of, you know, the academies and their football programs and what it means for the cadets or the midshipmen or those in the Air Force, if you enjoy the pomp and circumstance of Army, Navy and all of that, if you're patriotic in any way, I think you'll really enjoy this episode. I had a really, really good time putting it together. It was a real thrill to be able to go there and get that access. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. The Jaguars need a quarterback. They've already said goodbye to Blake Bortles. And they've hired John DeFilippo to be their offensive coordinator. Now, John DeFilippo was one of the offensive minds for the Eagles last year when they won the Super Bowl. And DeFilippo's year this year kind of crashed and burned because as an OC, it did not work in Minnesota. Remember, he was fired at the end of the season, in season. So DeFilippo ends up rising up and grabbing an OC job again, but this time in Jacksonville. And guess what? Foles is going to be available, as we've heard the Eagles say that Carson Wentz is their guy moving forward. And so, does this mean the Jaguars are the favorites to land Foles? The answer is an absolutely yes. No question, they are the number one team who's the favorite to land Nick Foles. And I would also add this. The Eagles will do what's right by Foles. They feel a lot of loyalty to what he did, and it's because of how he handled himself as he won. He was the ultimate team guy. He did not want to take all the credit. He continually built up his teammates, and you saw what it was that made him so beloved on display, and it was kind of perfect, a perfect moment in encapsulating why Nick Foles worked in Philadelphia. He throws a pass to Alshon Jeffrey, which would have put them inside the 20-yard line, down 6 with 2 minutes to play. And it bounces through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey and into the hands of Marshon Lattimore. Interception, Saints, game is over. I really believe that Nick Foles was going to go and score right there. And I really believe the Eagles were set to knock off the Saints in that spot. I just, as they were moving the football, I said, they're going in. They are going in to score this touchdown. But after that happens, Nick Foles doesn't throw up his hands like Phillip Rivers. He doesn't look to the heavens and say, why me? He doesn't get angry, doesn't get sad, doesn't get frustrated, doesn't go back to the sideline and start kvetching or lamenting about his wide receiver that blew it. He walks up to Alshon Jeffrey, puts his hand on Jeffrey's helmet, and tells him, I loved playing with you. Don't worry about it. We wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without you. There it is. Is that not perfect? Had the Eagles been blown out in that game, there is not that moment. Had the Eagles lost by 2 touchdowns, it's not on one guy to feel terrible. Had Nick Foles thrown a pick 6 on that drive. But instead, Foles does his job. His receiver doesn't do his. It comes down to that moment. And Foles goes over to the wide receiver and says, we would not have won a championship without you. I have loved playing with you. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. This is why Nick Foles is beloved there. And this is why they will do right by Foles. Nick Foles can buy himself out of this contract for $3 million. He may just end up doing that. I would think the Eagles would try to work out a deal with the Jaguars so that they can get some compensation and so that they benefit something from letting Foles go here. Because let's face it, if it's just property of the Eagles, they could probably sell him to the highest bidder. That might not necessarily be the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I think they'll want to place him in a spot where they feel like he'll have a chance to succeed. Also, by the way, gets him out of the NFC, gets him out of the NFC East. Maybe Washington might be interested. Perhaps the Giants, because Eli is washed. But instead, gets him out of the NFC, out of the division, and to his former quarterback's coach with the Eagles. I think it's odds are 80% that he is going to Jacksonville. They've just got to figure out the right way to make this thing happen. And let's face it, the Jaguars with that defense and the immaturity and the selfishness that is inside that locker room, Nick Foles might be the perfect antidote to make guys realize it's not about you, it's about us. Because that Jaguars locker room needs that lesson and needs it hard. It's not about you, it's about us. And all of those young guys on defense that hated Blake Bortles and whatnot, it would be impossible for them to hate Nick Foles because he is the total antithesis of what had happened this year for the Jaguars. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll jump back into your phone calls. Also coming up here next, we've got your sound check. James Harden goes off yet again last night, although this one in a loss. And the best call I've heard all year to CBS Sports Radio happened over the weekend, and I have to play it for you coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Open now for brunch.
The icing is in every bite, so it dances with the chocolate cake of it.
Dances.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
We appreciate you being with us on a fine, thirsty Thursday. Hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. All good ways to get a hold of the show. Also, listen to us on your phone. You can take us with you wherever you go. You can listen to us using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or on Apple Music. You could also watch us on any device. Go to watchda.com. James tweets, Rob in Florida gets five pieces of business from your show. I get five friends who ask me, who the heck is this DA guy and what is this mothership you're always talking about? Don't worry, I'm repping the show wherever I go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, James, and thank you to all the D-aliens that rep hard. I've got a little surprise in 2019 for you guys. A new way to rep the show hard. I've been really blown away since we got here to CBS Sports Radio. I brought the show in from Boston in January of 2013. And so now we're past the six-year mark into year number seven. And seemingly every year, the listenership grows. It becomes more strong. It becomes more popular amongst the affiliates, and we just seem to continually keep growing the footprint, and I really appreciate that. So I just felt like, okay, heading into this year, there's something that we can create for the D-Aliens to really help your rep wherever you go. So stick around. I'll give you some links to that or some leaks on that coming up here probably by the end of the month.
I need to say, I love you.
Thanks, Hurricane Jen. And whenever we release this little product of ours, you'll be the first to get one.
What?
GR tweets, DA, I have rewired my brain to believe that we are the underdogs. It's us against the world. Signed, TB12. Tom can rewire his brain to think and do anything. He has rewired his brain to believe that even if they are 10-point favorites, they are actually being dismissed and discredited. Ken tweets, yeah, the Patriots playing the underdog card is corny to the rest of us, but it doesn't matter what we think if they truly believe it, and it's giving a proven championship team extra motivation. Totally true. I don't begrudge them for using whatever they can. I don't begrudge them for trying to find any edge. It is what has helped make them so successful for so long. But it's just so silly from the outside. I mean, again, who could possibly be shocked? Who would possibly be surprised if they won on Sunday? Tom Brady is 10-0 going up against quarterbacks in their first postseason. I mean, look, nobody could be shocked if the Patriots end up winning this game on Sunday. But if the Patriots can find a way to delude themselves for long enough, hey, so be it. Matt tweets, DA, I don't believe that when the Patriots say everyone thinks we suck, they mean it anywhere except up here in Boston. Let's face it, the idea that they don't pay attention to what their critics say, that's what's absolute BS. And that's very true. Belichick has done such a good job over the years of saying, I don't listen to anything, we don't read anything, we don't hear anything. We're just here to do our job. Just do your job, do your job. We're in this kind of isolated, insulated cone of silence here. We're just in this little cocoon. We have no idea what goes on in the outside world. We're just here to play football. Same thing with Tom Brady. He parrots everything that Belichick has ever said. And now here is Tom Brady and Julian Edelman saying, bet against us. You think we suck. Nobody thinks we can win. So obviously, that whole thing has been a charade and a lie. Look, it's only sports, so whatever you use to get over, whatever you use internally as motivation, again, it's only sports. But you know, the Patriots have been filled with hypocrisy for so many years. Because obviously, when it helps them, we don't listen. If they're asked a question about something that happened at the game, Bill Belichick refuses to answer. A direct question, he will not answer. He will go left, he'll go right, he'll zig, he'll zag. If you ask Tom Brady about anything an opponent says, an opposing coach might say, a critic might say, we don't listen to that, I have no idea, I live my own little world. But when it behooves them, when it helps them, suddenly it's, oh, we hear it, yeah, we know it, we hear what's going on. I think Sunday is fascinating. It would be less fascinating if this was at Gillette Stadium because the Patriots have been so good for so long there, but because they are so vulnerable on the road, it's fascinating to see if they can overcome that demon. They've been terrible away from Gillette. Think about this. Their road record looks like this. Got annihilated by Matt Patricia and the Lions, got punched in the mouth by the Tennessee Titans, lost on the crazy, awful coaching decision of putting Gronk back there on the freak play in Miami. They lost at Pittsburgh, where it was only a touchdown game, but the Steelers dominated that game basically for 60 minutes. They nearly lost in Chicago on the Hail Mary, as the Bears connected to the Hail Mary a yard short, or at least almost tied it up. And their only other wins on the road are against the Jets and the Bills. That's their road record this year. They are a Hail Mary in Chicago away from being 2-6 with wins at New York and Buffalo. If they find a way to win this game on Sunday, more power to them, because they will have done something that they really have been unable to do all season long, win on the road against a legitimate opponent. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
James Harden went for 57 the other night, and the Rockets won. Last night he goes for 58, and they lose at home to the Nets in overtime.
Everything. I've seen everything you can see defensively throughout this entire year. Literally everything. The guys just leaving their man running and double team, trapping, everything.
He's talking about what defense he hasn't seen this season, and James Harden saying, I've seen everything. Harden is a freak right now. I can't believe the Rockets found a way to lose a game that he had 58 points against at home against a squad that has not made the playoffs in what feels like forever. But let's put it this way. The Brooklyn Nets are way better than they have been in a long time, and Kenny Atkinson and that roster is playing above their heads. And for the Nets right now, they have suddenly become one of the most interesting young teams in basketball. They're not going to go very far in the playoffs if they even make the playoffs this year. But man, to know the ravine that they have dug themselves out of over the last 4 to 5 years without any first-round draft picks, and to see the hustle and the heart and the desire that they have, and good young guys who have started to round into form within this system, has been pretty amazing to watch. And for the Rockets, you know, last night is a really interesting capsule into the Rockets. They score 142 points and lose at home. 142 and lose at home because they took 73 point attempts. 70! And only made 23 of them. But essentially, every time down the floor, they chucked up a three. So James Harden could have 58 points and 10 rebounds at a loss because of the rest of that team didn't play any defense. He didn't play any defense. And they missed 78%. I mean, or whatever it is, 68% of their three-point shots, and they shot 70 of them. Steve Kerr weighing in on how the role of being an NBA head coach has evolved.
We're getting plenty of shots up, 49 threes. It's kind of a pickup game out there. You know, it really is. I'm more like the director at the YMCA than I am a coach. I'm just like, you guys are shirts and you guys are skins and go play. But that's you know, that's kind of the game these days.
And is that good? I don't know. I mean, I like offense and I like scoring. I don't love the idea that it's essentially just a three-point bombs away session and that the Rockets are going to chuck 70 three-pointers even if they don't make any of them. And as Steve Kerr says, just go out there and chuck, because then it just means it's a pop-a-shot league. I think best case scenario is to move the three-point arc back just a little bit to make it a little bit of a harder shot to encourage more of the intermediate jump range or jump shooting, because right now it really is just pop a shot. And finally, over the weekend on Sunday, I had such a good laugh because Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, was on after Sunday morning football. And on my way home, I got to hear two of the angriest callers ever to the show, to CBS Sports Radio, as Andrew Filippone was talking about how the Chargers had a really good chance at beating the Patriots.
Who's a better team, the Chiefs or the Patriots?
Better team?
Yeah.
We'll see next week.
No, we'll I'm not asking you for what ifs. You're telling me that the Patriots are better than the Chargers right now. I'm asking you a question about those two teams. Who's better, New England or Kansas City?
Than the Chiefs. They beat
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think that. You're an idiot. Here's Kevin in Maryland. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Kevin.
I grew up right near Bill Belichick. I work with the organization. You know nothing. Let me tell you, this is what they do. They are better pre-snap than you. They are smarter than you, okay? They are mystically 15-0 at home. You are the idiot, all right? I've been there behind
So they're gonna go to the Super Bowl then? They're gonna beat Kansas City?
I've been through with Belichick. I've been there.
Yeah, and now you're screaming into a phone on a sports talk station, so thank you. You go from working with Bill Belichick to screaming at me. What happened to your life?
You know, if it was the DA show, the only thing I would encourage Filippone to do is keep that guy on the air. Because every second angry caller from Maryland is on the air is a better second of Sports Talk Radio. Don't let him hang up and don't hang up on him. It's like the 15-minute epic call that we had, War and Peace style with Painkiller Pat. I mean, when Painkiller Pat calls up, you don't just take the first minute of him and then cut him off. You let Painkiller Pat go and go and go and go and go, because it's all genius. When you have that guy saying, "You're an idiot! I work for the organization! This is what they do!"
You are the idiot.
You milk it for everything it's worth, Pony. Everything it's worth. That guy was great. And then Filippone, the ultimate mic drop, just so dismissive, so condescending. Well, you're the guy screaming into a phone at me on a sports talk radio show. What happened to your life?
Yeah, and now you're screaming into a phone on a sports talk station, so thank you. You go from working with Bill Belichick to screaming at me. What happened to your life?
That's why callers hate Pony. They just love to yell at him and argue with him. It's great. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Terry's next up in Boise, Idaho on 93.1. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, DA, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, doing all right, man. Shout out to Mraz and all the other guys over there at the station. You guys are doing great. Hey, so I had a theory here about the whole Patriot mystique and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The way I see it is when the rookies show up at Bill Belichick's camp, he probably presents them with a T-shirt saying, with the monkeys on them saying, "Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil." You know what I mean? I think that's what the first day at Patriot camp is probably like.
Look, I've been in that locker room. I covered that Patriots team for four seasons, for 4 years. I was in that locker room regularly when I was doing my show in Boston. And I can tell you firsthand, you have guys that walk into that facility after being released by a different team, being on the street as free agents, being drafted, and before they get to their first interview, they have taken media classes from the team on how not to answer questions. And you're sitting there going, okay, we got fresh meat, finally. Believe me, everybody in the local Boston media heads down to Foxborough, and when there's a new guy, a free agent signing, a new draft pick, they're like, oh, thank God we got somebody new because maybe he'll open up a little bit. And within days, if not that day, they've already been trained not to say anything, which I've always said, the Patriots do it right in that way. You can't win by talking a lot. You can only lose. So I think they're smarter that way. We'll talk about college football free agency next.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.